Okay, let's get going. It's really remarkable when you think about Western medicine and some of the good things that can be done and are being done by it, and certainly one of those is with respect to heart surgery. And even though it's a common procedure, angioplasty can literally give someone 10, 20 years more life. And when we talk about Jordan Maxwell, we're talking about one of those who is not duplicatable. He is a world treasure. And I'm really grateful that he's on tonight. He's been a friend for a long time. And Jordan, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for allowing me to be back.
Oh, God, yes, of course. Now, you had this procedure just 3 days ago, I guess.
Yes.
And they just did it. And you woke up and you said, when are you going to do it? And they said, well, it's already done. Something
That's
like
exactly
that.
What happened. I woke up and I asked them, and when is going to be the operation? They said, we've done it already. And
That's
I don't
funny.
Even remember passing out. I don't remember it. That's how quick it happened.
That's funny.
And it's the second time that I've had that happen. About a year or two before, the same thing happened in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And they opened up my heart then, and they had to open it up a second time. And so that's what we are today. I've had it done twice, and I'm just amazed I'm still alive. And I truthfully don't know why, because at this point in my life, I'm in Los Angeles looking for a place to live, and I have nowhere to live. And I have no one or no help coming from anywhere. But I'm still alive, and I have to believe there's a reason for me being here. I've had way too much experience.
You still have work to do, of course. You're not going to get out of here yet. And you woke up after the anesthesia, and look at the world you woke up to. I mean, think about that. This is ridiculous what's going on. Completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, that's a legitimate question. What the hell is this? And I don't know where or when it's going to finally resolve. I have, I think, pretty good ideas. But the system now, and I don't expect you to agree or disagree, but just the way I see it, it is now clearly so corrupt it's worthless, and that the system it functions under is so corrupt that it's worthless. So we're going to have some new major changes somehow made. I don't know how. But it's just not good.
I totally agree with you that we have to have some major, major changes. And I don't know how that's going to happen when you've got the majority of the country ill-informed and unread and just generally ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
go by the seat of their pants with their decisions and off the top of their head with no background experience. Nobody's researching anything. Nobody cares to spend years and years researching and studying what's going on. And therefore, that's why it's so successful, because nobody knows what's happening. Nobody has studied it.
And I'm just amazed.
I told you a couple of times before, earlier, mm-hmm. that one day I was in my office here in Los Angeles, and a very famous newsman from one of the major networks came to visit me. Mm-hmm. I was shocked to see him. And he sat in my office and he told me he was in total agreement with everything that I was saying. And then he added that he had to sign an affidavit to get his job, that the studio would not give him the job unless he signed a release that said if he says anything on the air that is not on the teleprompter, that he can be fired and he gives up all his rights and can be not only fired, but arrested. And he says, so I had to do that in order to get the job. They told me, either sign this paper or you don't have a job. And so that tells me right there that that the news people are doing what they're told to do, or they will have to
absolute
give up
control.
Their job.
I didn't know about the teleprompter clause. That's crazy.
Yeah.
They cannot say anything other than a little happy talk
unless it's
on the teleprompter.
That's exactly correct. And if you do, then you are immediately fired and you can be arrested before you leave the station.
what a joke. And Americans stare at this crap. Come on, Jordan. And they think they're being informed. They think they're looking at news. They're looking at programming, product.
It's programming. And they it goes on the teleprompter, and they must read it just as it is on the teleprompter. And if you say anything that's not on that teleprompter, you've just lost your job and lost your freedom. You'll go to jail.
So don't forget what Jordan is saying when next time you look at a network newscast. Everything, and they have in every major network news operation, they'll have their deep state, their CIA, their NSA, whoever it is. They'll have somebody in a position of power. He won't have a name tag on saying, I'm Jack Reynolds from the NSA. But they are, and they control all of it. That's why no matter where you go in the country, you watch local affiliate news, and it's all about the same. When it comes to national stories, it's a
Yeah, well, they've shown us that even in jokes on television. They've shown us where they got about 15 different videos of different newscasts the same night, and all the people are saying identical the same thing. And
I've
so we know that the whole thing about news is nothing more than fake news. And they put it on the teleprompter, and you had better say what's on the teleprompter and keep your mouth shut. We're asking you for no opinions. Nobody's asking you for your opinion. If you give it, then you will go to jail.
Wow. Wow.
You don't just lose your job.
Yeah.
You have lost your rights.
Oh, yeah.
And that's America.
See, that's the... And this is probably going back some years ago, 5, 10 years... This is the amount of control that is exerted on all of us 24 hours a day, all the time. You watch the TV and you really think you're being informed. Oh my, I'm sorry to say it. You're not. You're being programmed. You're being lied to. You're being turned into a Pavlovian asset to the deep state. That's all you are.
That's exactly what you are, a Pavlovian dog, and the people have no idea in the world what you see if you're in the industry of news and entertainment and television. When you see it actually with your own eyes and watch it happening, no one is going to believe. I mean, there are so many things I could tell you that I would not do because it might get me erased and off the earth. And so I can't say certain things about certain people I was in the company of. But I know. I mean, I've already been there and I've had the experience and I know now what's going on. They tell you what you will say. And, I mean, I had, for instance, many years ago, back in the early 90s, I had a major network, I think it was Discovery Channel, come to my little office in Glendale and say to me that they wanted me to be on a national television show about conspiracies in government. And I told them, sure, fine, that's fine. And the day they got there, they came in with their cameras and set up in my office, and then they handed me a piece of paper, a normal piece of paper, with what I was to say. And I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I thought you were going to interview me. They said, no, no, we don't need to interview anybody. Here's what we want you to say. You say it this way, and that's it. Well, what I was saying was so obviously stupid, but I felt that at least I will be able to get a hearing audience to see my name and to see me. So I said what they wanted me to say. As it turns out, that particular program flopped terrible because it was so overwhelmingly obvious that it was put up, the whole thing.
Yeah,
and so I just remember that. I don't forget that I was told what to say.
Right, right. Wow. All right. As you look upon the wreckage of the great election of 2020, and the final blatant, obvious, and I think intentionally so to a degree, realization that this voting system we have will not and cannot work even remotely like it's supposed to, that it's over. That Americans will have no faith in this. You got 70 million voted for Trump and, I don't know, 74 million for the creeper. And so what do you do? Where do we go? We're really facing now the Great Reset, as you know, and the Great Reset is going to include a new election paradigm, some new way of doing this. It's going to be a full house cleaning, and then they're going to reduce the number of people here. So it's a multi-pronged, multifaceted issue. And don't forget it.
That's exactly what's happening. It is multi-pronged. Many different things are happening right now that most people are not able to keep up with because they're doing the best they can to stay alive and pay their bills and stay alive with their children.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But very few people have spent 60 years looking at the secret societies that operate behind America and the powerful people who are running this country and who say publicly that they own this country and that they own you. And therefore, if they own you, they own whatever it is you think and what you will do. And so that's why we have police department to make sure you do what you are told to do. And I explained that to you last time. Why do we have something called police? Because there is a difference between the United States of America and the United States Corporation. In 1870, there was a company founded back in 1870. None of us were around at that time. It just happened. Mm-hmm. And the people who were running this whole operation called the United States, they got together and decided that they would change it from the United States of America, a republic, to a United States, period, United States Incorporated, which was a corporation democracy. Mm-hmm. It is not a people's democracy. They like to throw the word around all the time on television, democracy.
Sure. Sure.
But this country was founded as a republic, not a democracy. And God help us because Rome became a democracy. And then the whole empire fell apart. That's what we are now. We are a falling apart Roman Empire. Why? Because we have become a democracy. And what people do not realize, we're not a people's democracy at all. We are a corporate democracy. That means that if you were working for Ford Motor Company, every single person working for, say, Ford, anywhere on the earth is part of what we call the body social. The body social of a corporation means every single human being paid by that corporation every week.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Therefore, it's not a people's democracy, it's a corporate democracy. It's a democracy within the Ford Motor Company, which gives the people who work for the company the opportunity to vote on who they want to work for. And so they put up all different people to run for office. And like Dick Gregory said, you can elect and elect, but you cannot select. You can only elect. And so the powers behind this world throne puts up certain people, certain individuals, and they are all working for the same corporation. So, but the corporation wants you to decide which one you like better. So that this way, in your mind, you voted for the person that's in office, never realizing that person was already bought by the corporation a long time ago, and that's why he's where he is. And so when you vote for someone, it's called a poll. And why are you taking a poll? It's just to see who you would choose to run over and to run the corporation. And so that's why every 4 years we have a different administration, not a different government, a different administration of the corporate government.
Got it.
And so therefore, what you're doing when you go and vote, we don't realize, people do not realize they're not living in the United States of America anymore, lawfully. You are in the United States Incorporated. It's a corporation.
USI.
And therefore, you are voting on which president of the corporation you like best. It doesn't matter which one you like best. They're all working for the same people who own the corporation. And so, therefore, that's what I'm seeing, is that we are a corporate democracy. We are not a people's or a Greek democracy. And so what we have is a United States corporation. It's a company. It's a very large company, but nonetheless a corporation. And that's why we are in the mess we're in today, because nobody reads, very few people read and understand what's going on, and very few people question anything. I began questioning as a child everything. And the more I look today, the more I see how much people do not know about this country. It's an incredible story, but true. We have been taken over because we do not read, we do not question, we do whatever we're told to do. And I never thought I would see my country being destroyed in front of me. I knew it was coming. I started talking back in 1959, 60, and 61 about the apparatus being so corrupt. But now, today, I don't have to tell people. Now they know. They're looking at it. But I talked for many years ago about what was coming.
No, it's
and
here
today
now.
It's now on us.
Yeah.
So
it is. It is indeed. And I have no easy projection that I can lay out as to how it's going to end, except in a very bad way. It's the George Orwell boot on the stamping on a face for eternity, and that's what that's what they want. They're going to put us in cages. And I ran a story today. The plan is by 2030, in 10 years, that you will own nothing and be happier than you've ever been in your life. No worries about owning property. No property tax. Don't worry. Just be happy. They're going to give you a UBI, a universal basic income. They'll give you a, you can go rent and lease anything you want, but you can't own any more real estate. That's what they want to happen. They don't want
that's
you
right.
to be able to own it. They're going to bait people with a debt forgiveness plan. We're going to forgive all your debts, your mortgages, your student loans. Just sign this paper saying you'll never own property again. You'll just rent or lease the rest of your life and get this little coronavirus shot. That's all we want, and you're on your way. You're on your way to Forest Lawn is where you are.
That's right. You're on your way, okay. But you're never going to believe where you're actually headed until you actually are there. And once you find out who the people really are who's running your government and what they have in mind for you and what their plans are, I came across it many years ago, back in 1959, which is almost 60 years ago. I came across a very powerful point that I had never heard before. And I began researching it, and I've been doing it for 60 years, and the more I look at it, the more obvious it becomes. It's a trick that's being played on the human family. We are told, and we understand, that there are certain people who want to take over the world, and they're trying their best to do it. But a long time ago, back in the 1500s, it was decided you cannot take over the whole world. You don't have an army large enough or loyal enough or put together correctly in order to take over the world militarily. So it was decided in Europe to forget trying to take over the world militarily.
Right.
And so the idea developed that the best way to do this is to cause enough bloodshed and violence on the earth, make sure all nations are heavily armed and are at war with each other, and the trickery and the deception does not help, and make sure the people are always under the gun.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Hold on, Jordan. We have to do a little business here to thank our sponsors who make this program possible and also offer the best products that I have ever seen or used in my life to remain healthy and have an immune system that can fight off the garbage that is being thrown at us all the time. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Mr. Jordan Maxwell. All right, welcome back. Talking to Jordan about the state of affairs here. It's so difficult that we shouldn't even try, honestly, and this is not trying to sound arrogant or anything, but for the average person who is struggling just to get by, it's not time effective to invest yourself in trying to bring them up to speed. They don't want to know. And it's designed, the game is designed that way. It's designed to keep them down, designed to keep them stressed, so they don't find out that everything is controlled. And that's the hardest part for some people to realize. And I mean anything of significance, economically, geopolitically, anything of value or import is controlled. If not created and then implemented. That's how it is. It's all done through supercomputers, planning, and it comes from the minds of people who have been running this planet for a long time, Jordan, as you know better than most anyone.
Yes, no doubt about it. And like I said, the news at night is being read off of a teleprompter. And if you say anything on the air that you're not supposed to say, you're finished. You're fired, and then you lose your life, and you lose your family. Mm-hmm. You lose everything. You lose it all. Why? Because you talk too much. You said things publicly you were not supposed to say. And that's why the newsman came to my office and was talking to me about how he had to sign an affidavit gave up all his rights.
Yeah.
And so... I keep that in mind every time I'm watching the news. The people are talking, they're just talking and telling me what's on the teleprompter. And I've been in too many studios, too many television stations, mm-hmm. and watched what goes on. I know mm-hmm. how it works. And most people, like I said, do not realize this is not a democracy. If you go back to the early 20s and look in history, you will find that all the so-called communist countries, Soviet Union, China, Cuba, and all the rest of the communist countries, were referred to as the People's Democratic Republic. And so
we have
the People's Democratic Republic of Cuba. The People's Democratic Republic of China, and the People's Democratic Republic of the Soviet Union. What does that tell you? It's a People's Democratic Democrat, not Republic. It's a Democratic Republic. And everybody knows what it is. And in point of fact, it's a communist country. And the people, everybody is supposed to be looking alike. They act alike and they think alike. And when everybody is thinking alike, that means nobody is thinking at all. And if you try and get out, then watch what's going to happen to you if they catch you trying to leave. And so my feeling is I'm going to sit and watch what's going to happen in America in the next year or so. And then when I finally see what I know is coming, I remember that the people of America wanted it. And they went along with it. Whatever happened, they along with it and didn't say anything.
They just were so compliant.
Yeah,
I call them now? You know what I call them? Not Democrats. I've been calling the Democrats Communocrats. Because they're
that's
communists.
That's exactly what they are, Communocrats. That's precisely right. What we have is the Communist Party of the Soviet Union said that we're going to change your whole structure of Western civilization and you will become a communist country. That's what they said, and look at us today. That is precisely what we are doing. And all the people seem to just go along to get along. No matter who they are, no matter what stage in life they are, they just go along to get along and wear their mask and stay 6 foot away from each other and go home and we hope you die. We hope you starve and go home and put your mask on and play television and watch your ball games. And I'm just amazed how many people look down on things I say. They've never spent 60 minutes looking at something I've spent 60 years. And I go back to 1959 when I began to see what was going on at 19 years old, and I began talking about it publicly and writing about it publicly. And today I find myself in a country that has no idea in the world what is actually transpiring. But I know what's going on because I know who's doing it and how they're doing it, and I can show it. And I've done that. I've showed it on my videos.
And in Jordan's columnist section on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll find a recent video that is a recording of a remarkable presentation by Jordan. It's a great lecture. And you want to watch that. It's right there. Look for Jordan Maxwell and look at that remarkable piece of tape. It's a digital recording now.
Well,
but, you got it all there. It's all, you put it all together. It's there.
It's all there, yes. And I was just amazed that you would put that on the website. I didn't know that was on the website. And I really appreciate that because I don't have many chances to be able to talk to the public and to tell them what's going on and what my experience has been over all these many years. I've been in the company of strangely impressive, important people, and I've heard things that other people have never heard and never will hear. And I am under pressure not to say anything, because if I did, it would expose the private people that have told me things from high positions, and I would not want to do that to them because it will cause them great trouble and it's going to cause me even worse. So, but I can tell you that things are not what you think they are. The country is not run the way you think it is. It's a corporation. It's called the United States Corporation, and therefore you are not an American. Americans were free. You are a U.S. citizen. As a U.S. citizen, that means you are an employee of a federal corporation. It's called the United States Corporation.
You're a piece of corporate property, is what
you are.
That's
all you are, period. And you don't have to wait for later to find out that you don't own anything. you don't own anything right now. At this very moment, you don't own anything.
No, you think Jordan's exaggerating? Try not paying your property taxes. See how much you own your house.
That's right.
It's crazy. All right, there's a way to own property. I think it's called a loidal title or something.
Yes.
Jordan. Is that it?
Yes, it's called allodial. A-L-L-O-D-I-A-L. Allodial title.
Allodial.
If you own a car, boat, plane, or property, and it's in a normal ownership, then that means you don't own it. Only way you actually own anything is if you have an allodial title. Look it up and you'll find out it means absolute ownership. But you don't have an absolute ownership as a member of a corporation. The corporation is called the United States, the U.S. corporation, and you don't own anything, period. Not right now, you don't own anything. If you think you own your home, like you said, wait till you don't pay your taxes and watch what happens.
Wow. Okay. How much and how fast will the American sheep tolerate? That seems to have been the question when they began to roll out this coronavirus pandemic. They were looking. They had done beta testing. They thought they knew. And it turns out that they not only knew how much, they knew in real time how much. This is all being done in real time on supercomputers. They know precisely within plus or minus 1, maybe 2% what the reaction from any given group of people is going to be to any given development that is laid upon them. It's true. They just know. The control is absolute. It is abject. And it is really sad. But it is what it is. And if you know it, at least, I guess you have to decide, do you want to know or do you not want to know? And me, I've always rather wanted to know. And that's why I've paid so much attention to Jordan's work. If you find him over there, and you will, on the left-hand side, he's right above Frosty Wooldridge. You'll see that brilliant lecture given this July of this year. And then you look for more, M-O-R-E. And it opens up a huge page, and it leads you right to Jordan Maxwell's real internet homepage and site. And we'll leave it at that. It's the real one. And that's the one you want to go to. All right? And there are lots of stories under there that Jordan has sent in over the years, and we've got them archived. So, but it's all there. It's all there.
Yes, and I appreciate that for your doing that for me. Because as I said, I have no place right now. I have to wake up to the fact that I have no place to live. I have no place, very few people to help me. And I have one lady who's given me a room to live in while I'm here in Los Angeles looking to try and find a place to live. I have spent my whole life giving to others. Now I wake up and find out at 80 years old, I don't have anything left for me. And so
excuse me, Jordan, but this is really an awful, awful story. I don't want to get into it. There are legal issues involved. But Jordan's work of a lifetime is now in the hands of people who shouldn't have it, okay? It should be in Jordan's hands. Let me just leave it at that. But I want you to go to his site, and when you go to his site, make sure you go to the correct Jordan Maxwell site. Give him the address, Jordan.
It's basically jordanmaxwellshow.com. The reason you have to remember show, very important, is because there are other websites out there that carry my name and my face, but they do not belong to me. People are making money off of me. They're selling my products and they're making money off of my name. But I am getting zero, nothing. I own nothing, I have nothing, and I've got nothing. And worse about is I have not asked for anything, and therefore you don't get anything. And so now I'm at a point where I've come to the end of my line. I've come to the end of the line. I have no place to go and no place left for me to go to. But I know I'm going to be leaving this earth very soon because I'm 80 years old. And I know that when I leave, I'm going to take with me enormous amounts of experiences and knowledge of things which most people have never heard. And there's nothing I can do about it because I don't own anything. I don't have anything. And so I just keep trying to stay alive long enough to hopefully something will come my way. But it doesn't seem that's happening.
What we're trying to do is Jordan gets a small fixed amount each month. And I'd like to see a little fund set up somehow. I don't know GoFundMe from don't GoFundMe. I don't know it. But we need to have Jordan helped out with a couple hundred a month. And this is not a pity party. This is just a fact of life. Jordan has been taken advantage of in ways that you would not believe. And you'd say, how could this possibly happen? Well, it did. Because it takes money to get wrongs turned into rights. And when a great wrong has been done to somebody, it's not easy to recover from it. My idea is that if we can, I'd like to see Jordan come up in my neck of the woods. Because if he were living in this town, there's a town of 25,000, and there's another town of 65,000, 70,000, 20 minutes away. A lot of people. And he could, like, once a month have a Jordan Maxwell night at a restaurant. Of course, you'd all have to wear masks.
Oh, I would love that. If that were the case, I would love to be able to tell people all of the things I cannot say publicly on radio, because the people I got it from were too important. You have no idea in the world some of the things I have been involved in and places I've been and heard from people who you know and their name recognition, but I would never be able to say anything in public about this. I would love to be able to have some place to come and live and be able to share with people what I have gone through for the past 60 years. At this point, I don't know what I can do.
Well, if any of you want to reach out to Jordan, just you can write to him. We'll give you the address here shortly. But if you go back in the archives, over 20 years in the archives, you'll find Jordan has been on this program many, many times. But more than that, he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of yours. And he has had things in his life happen that are so supernatural and bizarre and strange. And they're all in the archives. He's told the stories in wonderful detail. They're all there. That's just absolutely fascinating. And those archives are full of some of the most amazing information that I have ever heard just sitting here listening in my life. I'm very lucky. And you can be too. All you have to do is subscribe and you're in. You can download these programs, take them with you, get every one of Jordan's programs, and you will learn a lot. It's fun. It's fun stuff. Now, the one thing about Jordan is he loves to give away his knowledge, his wisdom, his guidance, and he really enjoys talking to people. So I think most of you know that. When you see the lecture in his columnist section at the left side of Rents, just look above Fry's, right above Frosty, and it's just a remarkable, remarkable lecture. It's extraordinary. So go listen to it. Now, Supernatural. I don't know why I brought that up, but I did. They're still playing the cover-up game, Jordan, that we're the only intelligent life form in the known universe. When they've located now something like a billion planets that are profiling our own or are suspected of profiling Earth. So the bottom line is the people who run this planet, and Jordan knows this, are in one way or another connected to off-planet intelligence, okay? And
oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Not saying that the off-planet intelligence is not necessarily the good guys. Because look what's happening here. So you just got to keep that in mind, too.
Oh, that is a absolute truth that very few people are aware of, that we as humans on this earth are being destined and being controlled by, and now destiny is in the hands of off-world intelligences. And there's no doubt about that when you begin to look at everything as I have. If you begin to look and research everything, you will find that we humans do not come up with very much of anything. We are just merely being led down the primrose path by higher intelligences. And our government knows that, and they're helping. They're helping to do whatever they can to keep us stupid and ignorant.
Well, they give us breadcrumbs. Here, have a breadcrumb. That's all. That's why they're going to remove so many people from this planet. They really are useless eaters. They don't do anything. And so they're going to be removed. And I'm sorry to say it. I don't know when. I don't exactly know how, but there are many, many potentials, and we're seeing one of them right now. Just keep in mind, they can create any virus at any time to be ethnic targeted individuals. Whether they're black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter. The ethnospecificity of these weapons are Americans. The ethnospecificity is a done deal. They can do it all. It's all there. So that's one possibility. And then war, and then suffering, and then EMP, and then food supply breaking down, and on and on. What we want to do is find a nice place for Jordan where he can enjoy and sit back and watch and share. And he wants to do that. I've known this man for a long time. He would love to do that. So if any of you have any ideas, or you might have an ability to contribute a little bit each month to help Jordan, that'd be wonderful. Wonderful.
And I can pay my rent. I can pay rent. It's just that I can't find anything that's within my rent range.
Yeah.
I mean, Los Angeles is a communist state. California is a communist state. But even in a communist state, I can't find a place to live.
Right. No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Give them the email address you'd like people to use to contact you, Jordan.
Well, I think if you just go on my website, Jordan Maxwell
Show.
Jordan Maxwell Show.
.com.
And email me. I get all the email that comes to my website. I get it immediately. So if you want to contact me, just go on my website, JordanMaxwellShow.com, and send me an email, and I'll try and get back to you. I can't do that too often. I mean, I can't do that very much because of my health and because of my age. My eyes are failing me. My hands are shaking, so I'm not able to type very well. But just know that I'm reading everything that comes into me, and I really appreciate any help at this point in my life.
Well, and I know this is not coming across to any of you as poor me. It's just a situation that is real. We have 100 million Americans who are not working now. They've just given up, a lot of them, on looking. There are 20 to 30 million Americans who on New Year's Day, Happy New Year's, will lose their eviction protection, which is going away, and they face eviction. They may be out on the streets. We really have a problem. But if you can imagine being able to hear Jordan in a nice setting, once a month, once every couple of weeks, sharing the things he knows. Just, well, when you look at his lecture up on his site, on the homepage at Rents, just go look for Jordan, look at that lecture, and imagine having that kind of a resource that you can use to help understand what's coming. And we need to understand it as well as we can to have the best chance we can.
Yes, it's true. and I didn't realize that you had put my lecture on your website, but I really appreciate you putting my website on your website. So, because there are so many different websites out there that are using my name and promoting the idea that you can only get my work from them, and I get nothing. Over the years, over the past 10 years, I get nothing from anyone. And yet, I am the one that's trying to come up with all the new information as you do too, but I am not able to do anything because I'm not making any money, because the money is going to other people who are using my name and selling my products. It's incredible, but true. And what you said was absolutely correct. It's not poor me. I'm just telling you what's going on in my life.
Exactly.
And I have no opportunity to do anything but to tell you the truth. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Always my pleasure, my friend. Your voice is strong, clear. Your mind is as brilliant as ever. And I'm very grateful that you got through the heart procedure. I'm amazed that you're on the program, but you wanted to be here. And we're going to try and put Jordan on every other week here. At least.
That would be fun. That would be a
topic.
Fun thing to do.
Okay, well, we're going to do that. All right, Jordan, you go get some rest. Thank you for staying up. Rest well, my friend.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
What a class man. He's absolutely brilliant. If there was only a way to give him his health back, he would even be more valuable. He's struggling, but he's going to make it. Okay, there we go. Monday. Tomorrow, barring any unforeseen circumstances, Tuesday. And we'll be back in 21 hours. Talk to you then.